Okay, friend, let's have a little reset. Because I think we both forgot that we are living in answered prayers right now. I don't know about you. I've been complaining. I've been overwhelmed. I'm literally in the middle of the things I asked for, though. For example, I love to travel. I've asked for opportunities to travel. And those opportunities are showing up. I'm having to budget. I'm having to make calendars and plans one after the other. And I'm a little overwhelmed by it. And I'm like, but wait a minute. This is what you want. So this is the making of that. This is that showing up for you. How are you going to handle it? Let's rise to the occasion. The same thing with my beautiful, beautiful relationship. I have wanted this for years and now I'm in it and I'll be worried. You gonna worry, girl, with your time? That's what you gonna do? Again, I'm having to just reset and be like, you know what? Be here now, okay? Let's get that together. Be with your blessings. Be with the things that you ask for. Now, I'm all for complaining and acknowledging you're overwhelmed, but I think we have to be careful to not let the complaining turn into recycled thoughts. And I'm gonna get into why a little bit later, but it's a reality check, right? It's like when you get the things that you want, the work continues. The problems don't just go away because you have reached this new level or obtained this new thing or are in this new experience. Like, there's always work to be done, in a sense, you know, self-reflection. There's always becoming and unbecoming. It's just part of the life experience. And, you know, really that complaining, that overwhelm is a sense of fear. It's kind of like, oh, I don't know if I can handle all of these things. But we don't want that to be the narrative. We know you can handle it. You just gotta find your way. You just gotta find your process, okay? Admittedly, I have a little conversation with fear every day, which is why I made that last video. I'm ready to stop and just create and show up and take up space. You know, part of leaning into that audacity I spoke about is gonna require for me to release the past. The past is weighing me down. And I think it might be doing the same for you, friend. I want us to know that we don't have to live in the past anymore. The past is there and we are here now. So I have a few tips that I think can help us with this. For one, you have to start speaking like the new you. This I can't, this what if, this worst case scenario, let's cut it out. Let's minimize it as much as possible because that's not going to get us to where we want to be, right? Along with that speech being different, we also have to walk like it. Embody your greatness. You didn't go through what you went through for no reason. It's all purposeful. So stand up, show yourself, be who you are, and move like the new you. Now, this one I feel a little called out about, but I know it's helpful. It's tuning into our emotional reactivity, right? So being slow to respond instead of reacting, moving our body to be able to clear our minds and stay in the present moment, listening to your needs, honoring your boundaries. That is tuning into emotional reactivity and it's definitely a practice. So don't judge yourself if you're working on this. We in it, okay? The last thing is to remember that we do not want to create what has happened in the past. We want to create something new. So that requires new thoughts, new actions, new habits, right? And it's not impossible. It's just we gotta break free from the past and you can do it. You can pace yourself too, but just know that you do have to put in the work for sure. Complain to release. Do not recycle your thoughts. And that is the point that I wanted to come back to, is like when we are just kind of in this cyclical pattern of thinking, that's when we start to manifest what we don't want because we aren't thinking about the things we do want. We're just like, XYZ happened in the past, or I remember being damaged from this, or I remember being stressed, and we're just trying to protect ourselves from that, not knowing there's a whole new space to explore. What do we want? Okay, what do we want? Let's think about that. There are always going to be problems. You know, as long as the mind can kind of think of them, they will exist. But the thing is, every level up comes with a refined you. So you will be able to navigate these problems. You will be able to provide creative solutions. You will be able to explore yourself through them. It's a gift. Problems are a gift. Write that down. Write that down. But really, I leave you with a question. What is a problem you have no issue with waking up every day to solve? For me, it's how do we love better? Including ourselves, right? For now, That looks like staying committed to my creations. That looks like, of course, balancing my diet and movement, making sure I appreciate my body. And of course, that self-talk. And always remember, with the self-talk, know where it's coming from. Is that actually even your voice? Whether it is or it ain't, it gotta go. But, you know, like, is that even you? That's not you. Take a few deep breaths with me. I'm so glad you're here. Another one. One more, for real. Great job. Thank you so much for your time, attention, and intention. I hope you really gained something. If so, share it with a friend. Get out there, show the world some love, especially to you. Subscribe, take a look at the description for more. Peace. Says things, honor your boundaries. When the house start making noises.